I'm Phil Neen for WRCO Sports. It was a big win for the Richland Center's soccer team last night. The Hornet boys defeated Dodge Point 3-1 in a home soccer meet. It was the senior night. Hornet goals by Pedro Matatucci. He had two of those. Giovanni Cerna also scored a goal. Pedro scored on a long throw from local player Dorian Anderson. The goal came just 9 minutes into the game. Richland Center had possession for most of the opening minutes, culminating in Pedro's goal. Giovanni Cerna found the net next, getting the ball from Ronaldo Hernandez, who volleyed a long ball from the chest of Damon Garcia. The Hornets had stellar defense from Mason Jelinek, Jack Stanley, along with Harrison Carpenter and Dorian Anderson. The third goal again was Pedro Matatucci. It was a moment of excellence, according to Coach Tom Stadler. Dodge Point scored one goal, but could not get more than that. The Hornets play next Saturday at home, 9 o'clock and 1 o'clock in an invitational tomorrow. Come watch the Hornets for homecoming on Tuesday as well. They'll take on Platteville Lancaster. Seniors that were honored last night: Grayson Banker, Mason Jelinek, Gavin Gokenauer, Dorian Anderson, Jack Stanley, Pedro Matatucci, Damon Garcia, Theo Miller, Ethan Gauld, Carter Nelson, Ronaldo Hernandez, Garrison Weiss, Cameron Schultz, Lily Parker, Gustavo Cano, Emily Dickman, recognized by the Hornets soccer program for the dedication to the sport. Elsewhere, Wisconsinites Barneveld and River Valley wound up in a scoreless deadlock. Wisconsin Dells 9-0 over Black River Falls, Melrose Mindoro. Ripon edged Baraboo 1-0, and Toma over Sparta 1-0. High school volleyball last night. It was a win for Dodgeville as they avenged a loss to Richland Center early in the season. Last night at Richland Center High School, it was Dodgeville 25-23, 25-23, and 27-25. River Valley came back from a 2-0 deficit to win 3-2 over Prairie du Chien in the Southwest Conference, and Platteville swept Lancaster last night. In the Richland Valley, Ithaca with a 3-0 victory against DeSoto. The Bulldogs won 25-17. That was the same score in all three sets. That's kind of a rarity. Waseca Steuben, 3-0 over Weston last night. Also in the SWAL, Fenimore 3-2 over Southwestern. In a match that we called on the radio, it was Iowa Grant getting the win against the Riverdale Chieftains. A hard-fought 5-set match, won 3-2 by Iowa Grant. Riverdale won the first, 25-16. The Panthers won, 25-21 in the second. The Chieftains survived, 27-25 in the third, while Iowa Grant won the last two sets, 25-23 and 16-14. Adrian Biddick led Iowa Grant with 12 kills, while Gretchen Buchholz had 15 kills for Riverdale in the close match during homecoming week at Riverdale. Macy McKay had 4 aces for the Chieftains, who fell to 1-5 in the SWAL. The Panthers are now 3-3. Riverdale won the JV match 2-1. Riverdale will host Boscobel on Tuesday, while Iowa Grant will play at Darlington. Also in volleyball last night, Kickapoo swept North Crawford and Sauk Prairie over Baraboo 3-0.
Week 6 of high school football this weekend. It's homecoming action for River Valley as they host Lancaster. Co-head coach Dan Makovic talked about homecoming.
One of my favorite times of the year. As a coach, it's not, but as just a community member and someone who's involved, it's great to see the kids doing all these different things and showing off all the activities that they're in. I like that they get to be so involved in the games, and just everything's here this week. So the amount of traffic and people around, it's great to see. Even though, yes, there are a lot of distractions, we really enjoy homecoming here.
Richland Center travels to Platteville. Coach Andrew Troxell talked about last week's loss to New Glarus.
I mean, I thought we had drives. We executed and did well. Just penalties. Penalties were a big hindrance, you know, for us having success and continue to put drives together. That was a tough one to drop. But, you know, like we tell the kids, we're back to work on Monday. And so this whole week we've been focused on what we got to do to get a win in Platteville.
New Glarus plays at Broadhead Judah and Prairie du Chien at Dodgeville tonight in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Elsewhere, Westby at Arcadia, GET at Viroqua, Lacrosse Logan at Baraboo, Adams Friendship at Mauston, Reedsburg at Onalaska, the Dells at Wautoma, and Mount Hora Barneveld at Sauk Prairie. In the Six Rivers Conference tonight, it's homecoming football for Riverdale. The Chieftains play host to Pecatonica Argyle. Here is Coach Lucas Phelps of Riverdale.
You know, homecoming, you got all these activities going on. You end the week with your football game at home, things like that. It's a lot of fun for kids. You tell them to get involved, stuff like that, but also the distractions. You know, we tell them, you know, stay the course, understand what you do off the field is about the team, not just the individual. So make sure that we aren't allowing those distractions to take away what we need to do in practice to prepare ourselves for Friday.
River Ridge had Boscobel, Potosi Cassville at Iowa Grant, and Blackhawk Warren at Waseca Steuben. And in the Scenic Bluffs, Hillsborough at New Lisbon, Brookwood at Cashton, Nisita travels to Ithaca. I asked co-head coach Kyle Kelly what they will see against Nisita.
We finally get to see a team. They're more of a spread offense, and they like to throw a lot. And we've had team after team the last several weeks where they're very run-heavy and in tight. So it's a little bit different. Finally get to see something a little, not what we've seen the last few weeks.
Eight-player football, DeSoto at Monticello, North Crawford at Belmont, and Kickapoo Lafarge at Wisconsin Heights. On Saturday, eight-player football features Wunniwoc Weston at Highland and a 2 o'clock kickoff time for that one.
Bowling scores from the Phoenix Center, Coffee Clutch League, Spare Parts, 1882, Pin Pals, 1867, and ILK, a 1793. Spare Parts had a 696, Pin Pals, 665, ILK, a 628. Cheryl McNerland with a 653, Ann Makovic, a 497, Judy Shireman, a 481. Also, the top game belonged to Judy Shireman, a 199, Cheryl McNerland, a 190, twice, Ann Makovic, a 180. Alma Manning had a split pickup of a 210, Gene Nix a 7-5, Pat Adams a 2-7 in the coffee clutch. All-star bowling at the Phoenix Center last night. Top series, Turbo's Bar and Grill, $28.95. Alana Springs Campground and TKO Barbecue each had a $28.11 series. Kendall Express Lube with a $27.83. Top game, Turbo's Bar and Grill a $10.38. Alana Springs Campground a $10.31. TKO Barbecue a $9.80. Top series, Marty Johnson, 137 over average with a 740, 718 for Travis Bushley, Greg Shep, 93 over average and a 684. Top game, Greg Shep had a 288, Travis Bushley a 279, and a 276 for Marty Johnson. Luke Jacobson bowled a 558 series, 99 over average, and Ricky Wolf with a 624, 99 over average. On the state scene, Aaron Savali made his final start of the regular season and got through six innings on just 86 pitches while striking out five. He allowed three hits and one walk. The Brewer offense bounced back after a disappointing showing on Wednesday with 14 hits, two walks, and four stolen bases. Joey Ortiz had a three-hit day with an RBI. Blake Perkins and also Gary Sanchez each had two hits. And Bryce Terang drove in two of the crew's five runs. The Brewers finish out the regular season with a series against the Mets. It starts tonight. Frankie Montas starts for the Brewers. Elsewhere yesterday, Colorado 10-8 over St. Louis, and the Dodgers beat San Diego 7-2. In the American League, Detroit 4-3 over Tampa Bay, the White Sox 7, Angels nothing, Oakland 3-2 over Texas, Yankees 10-1 winners against Baltimore. Interleague play, Kansas City 7, Washington 4, and Miami 8-6 over Minnesota. Finally, in sports, the Bucks announced yesterday that Junior Bridgman is now a 10% owner of the club. During a press conference yesterday, the former Milwaukee Buck great talked about his opportunities and if he thought about buying it earlier when Senator Herb Kohl owned the team.
You know, I talked to Senator Kohl back then, and it just didn't feel right at that time. And now it does, and not just because of Jimmy and Wes and Jamie, but it just feels right. Now, would I have loved to have been 20 years younger? Yeah, you know, and be more involved. But sometime you just have to go how life takes things.
That's a look at sports on this Friday morning. I'm Phil Nee.